The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. For years, mankind has pondered this simple question.
Why chilies are hot?
Ancient scientists, of course, thought that it was nature's way of helping Thai restaurants sell beer. But Professor Joshua Tewksbury had a feeling it went deeper.
Capsaicin, the thing that makes chilies hot, is really designed as an antimicrobial or an antifungal agent.
More after this. Joshua Tewksbury, who teaches biology at the University of Washington in Seattle, wanted to know why nature would go to the trouble of making hot peppers. And so he and his assistants studied wild peppers in Bolivia.
Why in some areas are most of the plants hot and very hot, and in other areas are most of the plants completely not hot, like bell peppers?
The answer? Microbes. Peppers want to attract birds who eat the plant and disperse pepper seeds in the process. But the same sugars and fats that attract birds also attract microbes, which kill the seeds instead of dispersing them. So the plant evolved a carefully targeted irritant called capsaicin.
The chilies have figured out a way of putting a chemical in the fruit, and only in the fruit, that stops the microbes, in this case fungus, without harming the primary consumers, in this case birds.
How did the researchers determine this? Well, because wild peppers growing in areas where there are no harmful microbes are barely one star, whereas the peppers that grow in areas infested with microbes are hotter than vinyl seats in August. Tropics dwellers soon learned to take advantage of this by adding chili peppers to their food while they were waiting for refrigerators to be invented. Only one problem.
It turns out that the fungus don't take this lying down. And so the fungus themselves appear to be under selective pressure and are evolving to be able to tolerate the heat. Some fungus that come from these really hot peppers are sort of akin to people who live in New Mexico and eat chilies all the time.
Yes, which means they become immune. And you don't want to be anywhere near them 2 hours after dinner. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 12th, 2008.